November 26, 1899, the light of the Holy Trinity because of the sufferings of Louisa. As I was very much in suffering, my lovable Jesus came and placed his arm behind my neck in the act of sustaining me. Now, being close to him, I began to do my usual adorations to all of his holy members, beginning with his most sacred head. In the act in which I was doing this, he said to me, "My beloved, I thirst. Let me quench my thirst in your love, for I cannot contain myself anymore." And assuming the appearance of a baby, he threw himself into my arms and began to suckle. He seemed to take immense pleasure, he was all refreshed, and his thirst quenched. After this, almost wanting to joke with me, with the lance he held in his hand he pierced my heart through, side to side. I felt a most bitter pain, but, oh, how happy I was to suffer, especially because it was the very hands of my soul and only good that gave me suffering. And I incited him to give me greater torment, so great was the pleasure and the sweetness I felt. And blessed Jesus, to make me more content, tore my heart out, taking it in his hands, and with that same lance he opened it into two halves and found a cross, shining and pure white. He took it in his hands with great delight, and he told me, "This cross was produced by the love and the purity with which you suffer. I am so delighted with the way you suffer, that I am not alone, but I call the Father and the Holy Spirit to delight with me." In one instant, I went about looking and I saw three persons who, surrounding me, delighted in looking at this cross. However, lamenting to them, I said, "Great God, too little is my suffering. I am not content with the cross alone, but I also want the thorns and the nails. And if I do not deserve this, because I am unworthy and a sinner, certainly you can give me the dispositions in order to deserve it." And Jesus, sending me a ray of intellectual light, made me understand that he wanted me to make the confession of my sins. I felt almost floored before the three divine persons, but the humanity of our Lord inspired me with confidence. So, turning to him I recited the Confiteor, and then I began to make the confession of my sins. Now, while I was all immersed in my misery, a voice came out from their midst, saying, "We forgive you, and you, sin no more." I was expecting to receive the absolution from our Lord, but all of a sudden he disappeared. After a little while he came back crucified, and shared with me the pains of the cross.